भगवद्गीता 10.39 वायुर्यमो अग्निर्वरुण शशांक प्रजापतिस्त्वं प्रपितामहश्च नमो नमस्ते तु सहस्रकृत्वा पुनश्च भूयोपि नमो नमस्ते। हियर अर्जुना इज ऑफरिंग इज प्रेयर्स टू द विश्वरूप। अर्लियर ऑल्सो कृष्णा हैज अर्जुना हैज डिस्क्राइब द विश्वरूप from verses 15 to 31, but that is more of description and glorification, whereas this is more of prayers. And whereas earlier Arjuna was astonished on seeing the Vishwarupa, here these prayers are filled with fear, because in the Vishwarupa he has seen the Kala Rupa, and the Kala Rupa is extremely destructive. So bhita bhitah pranamya, as it was said when Arjuna started speaking in 35, it is stated that Arjuna was actually fearful, pranamya, he was offering obeisances and he was speaking. Sagadgadam bhita bhita pranamya. So his voice was choked. Now of course, when scripture is narrated, it's mentioned that Arjuna is choked in speaking, but it is not that there is any ellipsis in Sanskrit which conveys that, okay, he was stammering and speaking. No, the verses are described in a smooth flow over here. So Arjuna is saying in this verse, वायुर यमो अग्निर वरुण शशांक प्रजापतिस्त्वं प्रपितामहश्च। सो ही इज बिहोल्डिंग द विश्वरूप एंड ही इज अर्लियर स्टेटेड दैट ही इज सीइंग द वेरियस देवताज इन द विश्वरूप, बट नाउ ही इज सेइंग डायरेक्टली यू आर वायु, यू आर द विंड, यम यू आर द डिसिप्लिनिंग प्रिंसिपल, अग्नि यू आर द फायर। वायुर यमो अग्निर वरुण शशांक, यू आर द Varuna, the water god, Shashanka, you are the moon. Prajapatistvam prapita mahasya, you are the Prajapati, Daksha and other Prajapatis. Prapita maha, so the primeval grandfather, that can refer to Brahma. So, he is saying that you are all these, O Lord. And that namo namaste tu sahasra prutva. And thus I offer you obeisances hundreds of times. Punascha bhuyopi namo namaste. And I offer obeisances yet again. Now each of these devatas is worshipable. Each of these devatas, if we see them, we offer obeisances to them. And now thus, because he is seeing so many devatas in the Vishwarupa, he is understanding that all those devatas are manifest in the Vishwarupa. Thus he is saying that I offer obeisance not once or twice, but sahasrakrutva, hundreds of times. Sometimes if we go to a place like a very holy place where there are many exalted souls, many sannyasis, many gurus, then we offer obeisances once when we see one sannyasi guru. When we see another sannyasi guru, we offer another obeisance. And how many obeisances can we offer? So like that, Arjuna is feeling here that there are so many worshipable great personalities manifest here, that he is saying sahasra prutva, that hundreds of times I offer obeisances. And then he feels that actually even hundreds are not enough, there are so many great personalities here, therefore if anything is left out, punascha bhuyopi namo namaste, that I offer obeisance yet again. Here actually that repetition is also double. Punas is again and bhuya is also again. So again and again, that punascha bhuyo pi namo namaste, and again that repetition is conveyed through namo namaste. He is offering obeisances, and the same word obeisances is mentioned again. So basically Arjuna is saying that I offer obeisances again and again and again and yet again. Now, apart from that extremely reverential mood of the prayer, what is the philosophical import of the prayer? Now, is it that you are Vayu, you are Agni, you are the moon, you are Varuna? What does this mean? Actually, when we as Krishna Bhaktas practice bhakti, then we often tend to emphasize the bheda aspect much more than the abheda aspect. when we talk about Krishna and the Devatas. At one level we see that the Devatas are not to be worshipped, Krishna is to be worshipped. And that is true. It is Krishna who is to be, is the supreme worshipable object. Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Krishna says, give up everything else and just worship me. But at the same time, it is also to be understood that Krishna does not exist in isolation. That Krishna is the one supreme being who manifests through multiple manifestations at multiple levels. So of course, one level of manifestation is the Vishnu Tattvas, where there is Vishnu, there is Ram, there is Narasimha. These are direct manifestations of the Lord Himself. But along with that, in the Abheda sense, even the Devatas are also manifestations of Krishna. The worship of the Devatas is also ultimately ordained by Krishna. It is Krishna who empowers the Devatas to have the power to receive worship and to give blessings, to fulfill the desires of their worshippers. So, in that sense, a devotee can see, even in the power of the Devatas, the power of the Supreme. So, when it is said, you are Vayu, you are Agni, you are Shashank, the point is, not an absolute identity, but rather an acknowledgement that there is a connectedness between the Devatas and the Supreme. So, this is has been indicated earlier in the 10th chapter, in 10.41, when Krishna stated that yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimadurjitam eva va tat devavagachattvam mama tejo amsha sambhava. Mama, there it is said that mama tejo amsha sambhava, that my splendor, a spark of that. So basically, whatever is attractive in this world, its attractiveness comes from Krishna. Its attractiveness is because Krishna has chosen to manifest a spark of His supreme all attractiveness, His ultimate splendor through them. Thus, it is this vision of Abheda that Arjuna is stressing here when he says that, O Lord, you are Vishnu. You are the Supreme. Sorry, you are Vayu, you are Agni, you are Varuna. So he is basically not reducing the absolute to these specific Devatas, but rather is acknowledging that the Devatas are also ultimately manifestations of the Supreme. Whatever power the Devatas have, their power comes from the Supreme. That has been indicated in the previous verse when it was said, Sarvam samapnoshi tatosi sarvaha. You are sarvaha, you are everything. But how are you everything? Sarvam samapnoshi, you pervade everything, and thus you are everything. So there is a difference between this understanding and the understanding of pantheism, where the idea is that everything is God. Pan means everything, like a Pan-American problem means a problem that is ever all over America. So pantheism means that everything is God. So that is not the understanding here, because God has His self-existence beyond everything, beyond all the things of this world. But God is not just transcendental, he's also immanent. Transcendence refers to God's existence beyond matter, and immanence refers to His existence within matter. So here the point that is being underscored is that whenever we see any immanent manifestations of power, we should be able to see that these are manifestations of the Supreme's power. we shouldn't have a fragmented vision. The fragmented vision can work out in two ways. One is where we see the devatas or any powerful beings in general as disconnected from Krishna and as independent realities themselves. Some people may consider a particular devata to be supreme itself, and they may think that if I am worshipping that devata, there is no need for me to worship Krishna. Or they, some of them may even claim that Krishna doesn't exist, the devata alone is supreme, all other devatas are illusory. So if the worship of the devatas leads to the denial of Krishna's position or Krishna's existence, then that is a misunderstanding. And similarly, if the worship of the devatas makes one think that, okay, these devatas are competitors to Krishna. That means I can choose to worship this devata or that devata or Krishna, Vishnu. Then that is also a misunderstanding. That by saying that all these devatas, that you are Vishnu, you are Vayu, you are Agni, you are Varuna, the point that is emphasized is that you, O Lord, manifest through the power of all these powerful beings. And because their power comes from you, therefore, they also rest in you. And thus, it is you whom I worship. So if each of these devatas is so worshipable, then if there is a absolute truth who is the source of all these devatas, whose power is the basis of the power of all these devatas, then how much more worshipable will that absolute truth be? And therefore, for such a supremely worshipable absolute truth, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10 obeisances are not enough. Even 100 obeisances are not enough. There are 100 and more obeisances. Namo namaste tu sahasra krutva punascha bhuyo pi namo namaste. So Arjuna offers obeisances again and again and yet again. Thank you.